This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Get involved in the conversation. If you don't hear what the other side thinks, if you don't know, you know, how the arguments are going to come at you, then how are you going to know how to push back, fight back, do whatever it is that you need to do? You're not going to. And when you get an information from me or other people or what have you, make sure it's real, right? Because this happens all the time, where people... You know, you got somebody you trust. Look, I make mistakes. If you've been listening to the show for any length of time, you know I'm more than happy to admit I make mistakes. So you got to check me. You got to check the stuff I tell you, too. I'm not always right. And matter of fact, some of you guys send me misinformation. I put it out there and, you know, whatever. Not cool. Thanks for doing that, by the way. I look like the big... Well, I don't need help looking like a fool. I do that all by myself. I don't need your help. Anyway, a lot of great stories I haven't been able to get to. 855-REAL-JOE. If you have any comments, questions, or tell me where I'm off, where I'm wrong, how bad I am, I do appreciate the time that you're, you know, spending with me. And feel free to comment. Whether you comment in the chat, you know, the regular chat room, you hop on Facebook, wherever it is, you send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. I do want you involved. And I got to tell you, it's if we don't start conversing with each other, if we don't start getting on the same page, these fights that we have with, I don't know, with people on the left, even with each other. I mean, we're so busy fighting each other these days, too. Who's a Trumper? Who isn't a Trumper? Who's a conservative? Who's not a conservative? How about we start off this way? How about the first thing we start off with is, are you an American? Do you love the United States? What are you willing to do to show that you love the United States? What are you willing to fight for? What are you willing to give up? Come on, think about it. Okay, so let's start off with some of the crazy stories. I love this stuff. So there's a petition. This is the stuff that I have to laugh at. There's a online petition. And it's demanding that the Louisiana State University change its Tigers mascot, calling the moniker the most prevalent Confederate symbol in the United States, a tiger. Yeah, I don't know. So if I have red and blue underwear, does that make me a Confederate deep down inside? You know, if you know what I'm saying? According to the author of the petition, a user going by the name of LaMallory, the nickname was chosen by the powerful white males as a homage to the Confederate Louisiana Tigers, a regiment whose members were known for their propensity for violence on and off the battlefield. And when you're on the battlefield, a propensity for violence is just fine. Thank you very much. You know, Eric has said it, and I've said it before, plenty of times on the show. So you'll probably take it because it's from him, right? But here's the deal. You cannot fight. You know, in the Revolutionary War, the Brits only lost because they were fighting by the rules. I jokingly say, but he said it's true. The Marcus of Queensberry rules. Everything was done by the book. Well, when you're in guerrilla warfare, there is no book. The guerrilla ate it. Okay? It doesn't count. It doesn't matter. You do whatever you have to do to live. You do whatever you have to do to survive. You know, I always got a kick out of the Art of War back then. The guys in the front line, I don't even know why they went to war. They were done, and they knew they were done. They were the bullet stoppers, so the guys behind them could fire to the other guys to bring them down after the first bullets were spent, if you would. So get the biggest kick out of that. Right? It is. Come on. You have to admit, this is funny. Anyway, so now they're all upset that the Tiger originally, with the Tiger, doesn't matter what it means now. It doesn't matter what it's come to mean. It simply matters that right now, it goes back in history as the Confederate Tigers, or Louisiana Tigers, had something to do with the Confederacy, period, end of discussion. It is incredibly insulting for any African-American to have to attend to a school that honors Confederate militantism, so says the petition. It's already hard enough to be black at LSU, and these symbols must be changed. I'd like to know what's so hard about being black at LSU. And the school that has a high percentage of black students. I want to know, young people tend not to be traditionally racist, so the traditional racist kind of thing. I mean, they just don't subscribe to it like maybe some of the people in the past generations have. They don't have the same concerns or biases or any of that stuff, for the most part. So I don't know how these young kids think they have it so bad today. Nothing like it was in the 50s and 60s, when these students on campuses were spit on, they were pushed, shoved, beat, threatened with killing. I don't understand what their issue is. Yeah, and then do me a favor, save your emails. Don't send me an email that says, hey, you're not black, you don't understand. I have a lot of black friends. That doesn't mean I understand the pain, but it means when I see them, I can talk with. I don't have to worry about grabbing somebody on the left that's black and asking them a question, and then they start calling me a racist. No, I actually talk to people who have two brain cells to rub together and want to discuss it, want to enlighten me, want to help me understand. Unlike those of you who actually think, your liberal thought process on the left, you actually think that shutting down the conversation will help me know better. Lunacy at a level unheard of. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You are some messed up white people.
When you feel down and out, sing a song, it'll make you dead. Yeah, yeah. You will touch.
We are back. Yeah, sing a song, right? Now, for those of you who have video, come on. Yeah, see, I'm too slow. I don't think of those things until it actually happens. What, you're laughing at me, huh? I got the disco ball on. I mean, when you hear Earth, Wind, and Fire, how can you think of anything else but? I'm Drummond Senior, host, listening to Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spend it with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Put that light off. God. Texting's going to be part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. I've got to put a little switch over here. You know, make it work. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spent it with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with me. And we were talking about, I mean, the craziness that's going on in our colleges. So you already know that. I'm really not telling you anything new. I think what happens is, though, I talk to a lot of you, you know, during the day and what have you, and I'm amazed at how many of you don't know what's going on in the colleges. And not that you do this all day. I do this all day, so it's different for me. But ask your nieces, nephews, loved ones, unloved ones, what's happening on these colleges' campuses. And I think you're going to be, I hope you're freaked out. No, I really mean that. I hope you're freaked out to a degree. So now we got a college campus in Louisiana that feels that basically, all right, that this the what is this, the Lion, the Louisiana Tigers, all right, that the mascot is based on a Confederate troop or group, regiment. Come on, I don't know all the terms. Whose members were known for their violence on and off the battlefield. That's kind of what soldiers do. I mean, it's really funny how you guys on the left really expect. Now, I'm not saying that the soldiers should get away with anything. I don't mean that at all. But you think they could turn it on and off. You think they'd be total animals in a field where they need to be animals. And they could just turn it off when they come onto the dance floor, right? Doesn't work that way. They're tightly wound. They're wound up. You have to spin them up. You have to get them all psyched out to go do what they do. You're asking them to go, break things and kill other people. For noble reasons, but nonetheless, you're still taking the life of a human being. And you who've never done anything like that or can't even think of violence or what have you, you think they could turn this on and off. You're the same people who think that a cop can make a decision in a split second. I do mean a split second. A life or death decision. Now, this is like I say to you. I don't believe that every kid that gets shot by a cop, it was a proper shooting, if you would. But I also don't believe it's always the cop's fault. When he tells you to put your hands up, put them up. When he tells you to get down on the ground, don't constantly say why. Get on the ground. Live to fight it another day, another hour, another whatever. And don't go sending me emails about the few that did everything they were told to do and died. When you talk about the tens of thousands that are arrests are made every year, and the few police animals that do the wrong thing, you cannot slap them all with that label. You just can't do it. Cops make mistakes, but they're out there for all the right reasons. The majority of those guys are out there for the right reasons. And when we even screaming how bad they are, when things go haywire, who are you going to call? Who are you going to pick up the phone and reach out to? You tell me. I already know who. Anyway, the African Americans on campus that started it said it's hard enough just being black here at LSU, and these symbols have to be changed. So we have to get rid of all, they're pushing to get rid of Jefferson because he was a slave. All our founding fathers were slave owners. Well, the majority of them were. So what are we going to do? We're going to get rid of all of them? Pull them out of the history books because you're insulted by them. You just find it terrible. Why don't you find out who the black slave owners were? Then we'll start getting rid of their history. What do you think? Should we do that too? And then as an afterthought, when the author was doing the petition, he says, it's also cruel to cage a wild animal for the amusement and privilege of white people. Now, they've never been in a cage. So maybe we should put some white people in a cage. Are they going to make them happy? Maybe that's what we should do. Obviously, she's never been to a prison. There are white people in cages all over the place. Black people in cages. Asian people in cages. They're all over the place. Now, the petition concludes by quoting Dr. Charles Coates, an LSU administrator from 1893 to 1939, who explained the origin of the Tiger mascot in 1937 alumni newsletter. Describing the school's initial foray into college football in 1895, Coates does in fact directly attribute the team's name to the state's Civil War heritage, noting that he found it appropriate because the original Louisiana Tigers were known for getting in the hardest part of fighting and staying there. And most of them permanently, which means dying for the fight. So, I'm just amazed by this. They'll find something wrong with just about anything. You know, I I owned a company years ago called the Wildcat Group. And everybody always said to me, why did you choose the name Wildcat? Now, I know some of you don't, this is boring to you and don't really care about it, but where these names come from sometimes, they're not, is there a negative connotation to Wildcats? Probably. I don't know. But I chose it because the Wildcatters in Texas, who could have been racist for all I know, I didn't check that part of their history. But they were afraid of nothing. The Wildcatters were the guys that went and found the oil wells and helped drill the oil wells under the worst conditions. And they didn't let anything stop them. You know, if you want to get something done, those are the guys you went to. So that's why I took the name. I thought it was great. And that's what I want to be known as in the technical world. I want to be known as the guy, the company, the people that wouldn't give up, that would try to do just about anything. At least give it a shot. I always want to be able to say, hey, we tried, we looked into it, we did A, B, and C, and there is no way to do this. Not to our knowledge. So they named this team after a group of guys that were willing to fight to the end, to win. And that was so bad. Moreover, Coach recounted the selection fit in with contemporary custom for naming football teams after vicious animals such as the Yale Bulldogs, the Princeton Tigers. So what if they just named it the Louisiana Tigers? Or not the Louisiana Tigers, I don't know. The Fighting Tigers, how's that? I don't know, whatever. Why the Tigers part? How come they're locked in on the Tigers part? Yeah, I just get a kick out of this. And it gets worse and worse and worse. I just get a kick out of this. Now, at the press time of this particular article, the petition had garnered 384, big numbers, 384 supporters. Right? It took them about 4 days to get that. So about 100 supporters a day. But not everybody who visited that page sided with the author. Hey, I'm Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side. I got a lot more craziness after the break. Don't go far. Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
I can see you right now in the kitchen bending over a hot stove, but I can't see the stove.
God bless the United States and capitalism. All right? Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. We got a lot going on the show. I mean, a lot I want to talk about tonight. And let's see. Already some of you, look, I can't do anything with Facebook. All right? So if you're watching on Facebook, God bless you. But, you know, Facebook just loves to do what they do. I'll put it that way. You listen to RealSide. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take a poll, what you can do up there. Look, if you get a new app, if you got an iPhone, you know, what's it called, iOS Wear or whatever it is. You got an iPhone? If you head up to the Apple Store, we have a new app there where you can truly watch. You can chat rooms live on there. All kinds of stuff happening on there. So if you head up to the, what do they call it? The iTunes Store, the Apple Store, whatever you call it, right? I guess the Apple Store you go to, iTunes Store, you can get it there. You can listen to the show. You can listen live. You can watch live. There's a lot you can do up there on the phone. All right, so let's get to it. I want to get back to this because I think this is great. I think it's great that you're seeing the realities of what's going on at your schools, where your tax dollars are going. And frankly, it might not even be your tax dollars. Some of you are paying for your kids to go to the school. That's got to make you proud. So, the petition presents that this account on the account is indisputable evidence that the mascot had racist undertones from the very beginning, labeled a symbol of white oppression. So, I get that they think, you know, the Louisiana Tigers, right, was a regiment of the Confederate Army, therefore made it racist, therefore. But again, so take Louisiana away from it, make it a Fighting Tigers for all I care. I don't care. But putting the emphasis on the tiger, putting it on the animal, I mean, I don't want to say how stupid, because that's shallow. But how crazy is that? I mean, do you really believe that? This stuff is always amazing to me. May not be to you, but it's always amazing to me. I some of the stuff you sent me is great. And I wish I had enough time to get to all of it. But I can't. Okay, I like this one. Yeah, I can't keep, again, I'm not going to beat some of these things to death, because that's exactly what it is. I'm just not going to beat these things to death. This stuff is going on all over the place. It's quite amazing to me. And we let them get away with it. Again, you send them to these schools, you don't push back, and we let them get away with it. So that, really? You're going to do this to me now? God, I hate computers. I got a whole bunch of other stuff I can do here, but that story was really, really kind of cool. The next story. The university was hosting a training on how to reduce the impact of white privilege. This one, it had to be great. I can't get to it all of a sudden, but it had to be great. And again, I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you start to pay attention to what's going on these college campuses, you've got kids, grandchildren, whatever, you start to realize how much they're really not in it for you. They're not in it for your kids. I won't say every one of them, but the majority of them only care about the fact that your kids, your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews, whatever, that they get indoctrinated into thinking the way the left thinks. Now, professors at the American University have penned an open letter to black female students vowing to add more minority voices and intersectional studies to their classes. Now, Dear Sisters, as it was published, it was published by a group of 18 of the professors at the college, published in a school newspaper. The school newspaper, by the way, is called The Black Print, a student-run newspaper that describes itself as a safe space for people of color. Safe space. That's always good. Whenever I hear that word right away, I think of snowflake. To learn about campus news and to stay woke, the professor begin their letter by asserting that the campus may feel hostile and dangerous for black female students because of the stresses of living amid white supremacy. Do they not see what they're doing here? They see what they're doing. They just don't care. So, may feel hostile and dangerous for black female students because of the stresses of living amid white supremacy and fighting for social change. We as women of color and our allies understand the nature of stress and struggle, they write. Who knows what frustration must be welled up inside you as you sought to be heard on equal terms as your more privileged peers. Now, the letter then goes on to lament that the history and legacy of racism on campus, declaring that some white students are acting out. Now, they're acting against the black students because they're not ready to face the sins of their ancestors. No, they're acting out because you're trying to put the sins of their ancestors on them. They're acting out because they had nothing to do with slavery and would never support it today. They're acting out because you have absolutely no forgiveness in your heart for anything. You think you're entitled? Yeah, and some of you are removed by so many generations to slavery, to slaves in your family. Some of you don't even come from slave families. You come from, I don't know, Belize, Jamaica. So it's disingenuous. You know, what are you saying as a black person when you start saying all blacks come from slave families? All blacks deserve reparations. Really? So all blacks came from slaves? Seriously. And you're in college? Or college, like I like to say sometimes? Professors say that they're doing all they can to fight back and urge students to share additional concerns with them. So they might create events that would raise awareness and facilitate dialogue. That's not what they're looking to do. They want to drive a bigger wedge. They want to make sure that you really know or have an idea or twist history a little bit to talk about what racist pieces of work our founding fathers were. Without any reality, they don't even paint the pictures of what was going on at the time. What would really happen? Think about it. It was the Democrats to try to pass a law for the Lincoln Free the It was the Democrats that tried to pass a law before Lincoln freed the slaves that if a slave went free, if a slave won his freedom or ran away from his owner, so to speak, and went to the North, it wasn't the Republicans that tried to pass a law to keep them or to force the North, whoever had them in the North, to send them back. It was the Democrats. They were trying to push a law that would take the black slave that got away and make it illegal for somebody to harbor a black slave that had run away. Why aren't you? It's just amazing to me. So if you have to take down everything that stands for slavery, everything that stands for the Confederacy, then why aren't you taking down the Democrat Party? Why aren't you working to infiltrate the Democrat Party and bring it down? Isn't it a sign of oppression? Isn't it a sign of pro-slavery? I'm just asking. You seem to be on every single thing, statue, founding father, anything that you can come up with. But you're not willing. But it's funny how you want, you're pushing, you want the Dems to be in power. They're the ones that put you in play, and they're the ones that put you in chains. They're the ones that kept you in slavery. They're the ones that didn't want you to have freedom. Until you face the truth, you're going to be stuck in this little hell of yours that you've created in the political world. Not us. And then you're listening to these professors. I realize that you have to somehow try to trust them. But it's not us that have kept you in there, and your professors keep telling you. They won't tell you the truth. I don't know why. Do they hate this country that much? This country that afforded them the opportunity to be professors, get paid really well at a college? No, seriously. We come back from the break. I don't know if I can find this. I'm going to try to find the video of the Harvard president who warned. Now, see, it looks like a cool story, right, against making campuses liberal bubbles. But the reality is, it's not why you think. And the reason they don't want campuses to become liberal bubbles is, you'll find out after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We got a lot more to talk about.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass.
With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
Set on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to. I should move that. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5568. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you're taking to, you know, learn about the show, learn what's going on. If you want to send me an email, it's joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And again, I do very much appreciate the time you're spending with me. I do very much appreciate you bearing with us with some of the crazy stuff that's going on online and through social media. I'll tell you what, if you're a conservative in this business, you've got challenges. I'll leave it at that. You got challenges you have to work through. So anyway, the and you ever, where the heck did that story I had just go? God, I hate this. I hate when this happens. I hate to love computers, or I love to hate computers. I guess that's really the terminology there. 855. Oh yeah. We did the tiger one. That's done, right? Yes. Oh yeah. The professors that pledged to decolonize the curricula to fight the white privilege. Do that one? I know. You can't remember, neither can I.
It's not a remembering. I've been trying to fight nobody on Facebook.
Well, don't fight with them. Just, I can't say it. Never mind. All right. We'll move on. It's okay. Got to get on it. I was going to look for the video. I can't find it. But the Harvard University professor drew a lot of aggravation when she defended free speech in her commencement speech. Now, she reminded graduates that hateful ideas and conservative voices cannot simply be ignored. Notice she said, hateful ideas and conservative voices. Right? So anyway, what she's saying basically is, as a liberal, the only way we can fight them, those conservatives who have hateful ideas, is to allow them to speak. So, and it's what I say to you here. Don't shut them down. I've been saying it for years. Listen to them. Listen to what they say. Listen to how they got to where they're going. She goes on to say, we must remember that limiting some speech opens a dangerous possibility that speech that is ultimately censored may be our own. No, duh, really? That's why I tell my Christian friends all the time. If you think you can go on campus and you can limit other groups, the Muslim groups, the Buddhist groups, the gay and lesbian groups, if you're going to limit their speech, you're going to limit your own. That's really what it's going to boil down to. And some of you push back at me. Some of my Christian friends have pushed back at me and say, no, you got to be able to push this because, you know, we've got to make sure we do the right thing. Well, look at, why don't you make sure, you refuse to vote in godly people, refuse, but yet you expect godly results from legislators. Beyond me. Just beyond me. So the Harvard, she goes on to say, the president of Harvard goes on to say that, look, if you try to limit their speech, you're going to limit our speech. And then we can't get our message out. She goes on to say that if some words are to be treated as equivalent to physical violence and silenced or even persecuted, who's to decide which words? I say that all the time. I don't want you to do anything on hate speech. Nothing. I don't want the cities and towns to take viewpoints on them. I don't want them to pass resolutions to say we won't tolerate hate speech. Because then what is hate speech? What is it? You remember the Supreme Court has said that hate speech is protected. What gives you the right as a school district, a city council, a town council, what have you, what gives you a right to go against the Supreme Court and say that they're wrong? Now, she went on to note that free speech has provoked debate, dissent, confrontation, and even violence on campuses across the country. She explicitly tied the phenomenon to the recent election, but elaborated that it has also been fueled by the tendency of many universities to turn themselves into bubbles, strictly bubbles of liberal thought. She went on to say, we can see here at Harvard how our inadvertence to power and appeal of conservative voices left much of our community astonished, blindsided by the outcome of last fall's election. Right, because you know, it was actually your elitist attitude that blindsided you. It was your attitude that there's no way that anybody could vote for that man. There's no way anybody could stand in for what he thinks. And you have no clue as to what he thinks. You only know what the media has fed you as to what you believe he thinks. Yeah, the educated elitist, you know, they buy what CNN is selling. They buy what MSNBC is selling. She went on to say that we need to hear those hateful ideas so our society is fully equipped to oppose and defeat them. So was it so you can just have open dialogue, you know, so we can hear it to defeat it. Now, I can't get too upset about it because I say it on my show all the time. I want to know how you come to your thought process. I want to know how you come up with the way you approach things. I want to get an idea how you move in a direction so I know how to combat you. I know how to oppose you. I know how to work. You know, most of the time, with most of these people, not all, a simple logic question will throw them into brain lock. No, really, seriously. It isn't that hard to do with them. I love this. I get the biggest kick out of this. Let's see. There you go. That'll shut that off. So, she asserted that the greater ethnic diversity has led to a wider range of viewpoints on campus, further necessitating a robust commitment to free speech. But see, the ethnic diversity they're talking about is not what conservatives talk about. When conservatives talk about ethnic diversity, we mean it. Black, white, Asians, Hispanics, whatever. We mean it. You don't. When you talk about ethnic diversity, you might be talking about color, but only along the lines of everybody who thinks like you do, who believes the same way you do. Now, once overwhelmingly white male, I'm sorry, the school was once overwhelmingly white male Protestant and upper class. Harvard College is now female majority minority, religiously pluralistic, with nearly 60% of the students able to attend because of financial aid. Harvard College. You don't have a right to go there just because. Why is the government giving my tax dollars to a private college? Why is that? See, I don't understand at all. You want a government grant, you want to get money from the government, you want a better education or what have you, then you go to one of the state colleges. The state that you live in, the state that you pay taxes in. Let them educate you. That's really the way it should be. Harvard, Yale, Stanford, whatever, wherever, should not be subsidized by the federal government. Private schools. I mean, think about this. Think about these kids that are on campus that want more and more and more, and look, you're already giving them more. Harvard says, think about what it costs to go to Harvard. Harvard says 60% of the students are able to attend because of financial aid. Now, think about this. Now you're looking at this, and I'm saying to myself, it used to be that if you had a Harvard degree, yeah, you knew you came from money. You came from a family that had means, that put a high value on education, wasn't discounted because you knew how much that person paid to go. You knew what they had to sacrifice to go. Now over 60% of Harvard graduates have had to use financial aid to get in, to get through. Give that some thought. Now, she went on to say that Harvard recently endured a free speech controversy after a new student group called the Open Campus Initiative invited Jordan Peterson, a Canadian professor popular online, for his takedowns of left-wing arguments about gender identity and transgender ideology. They didn't want him to give a speech on campus. Many students protested the event, with some accusing Peterson of hate speech. Now, moreover, an op-ed published last month in the Harvard Crimson contends that the university is not adequately defending speech rights, pointing out that Harvard has been given a red light rating by the Foundation for Individual Rights. Right? And it's because it has a very vague policy on racial harassment. Think about that. What is racial harassment? When you call out something or a group or what have you for something they're doing or not doing? She goes on to say it's crucial for campus speech codes to reflect the First Amendment. If administrators continue to coddle students and impose unnecessary bans that impede free exchange of thoughts and ideas, how can we expect them to create value in society? Because let me tell you what, Professor, the only value they see is the value of the left, the value of progressivism, the value of the Democrats' party. That's all they see is really having value. So for them, taking any thought, any word, any idea, any direction for somebody on the right, it has absolutely no value whatsoever. So why would they do it? Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for being with me today. Remember, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll up there. You can sign up for my email blast that I do every single week. Send you information on the shows coming up, what's going on with the guests we're going to have and what have you. You can buy my shirts, right? Hashtag stand. Stand for America. I'm serious. We circle these rallies, and I mean rallies. You want hashtag stand shirts on. You want to show that you stand out in the crowd. You're not standing there for Trump. You're standing there for America. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for being with me. I always appreciate the time you spend with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.